The indie band Yola Tango formed in 1984 and for the past 20 years has consisted of the same three musicians. Music critic Milo Miles has a review of their new album, Fade.
The band Yola Tango would seem to be quite un-rock and roll, in that it's a very stable and long-lasting operation. Since 1991, the lineup has been the married couple, keyboardist Georgia Hubley and guitarist Ira Kaplan, along with bassist James McNew. All three play additional instruments as needed. Yola Tango has been with the same label, Matador, since 1993. But if they lack rock dramatics, I would argue that the group knows as much about the modes and manners of rock and roll as anyone who has ever played the music. Kaplan and his guitar are particularly enamored of rock's electric noise, the delights of distortion and feedback fantasia. On Fade, Yola Tango get that aspect out of the way on the first track, Ohm, a song about refusing to feel discouraged. Over the years, Yola Tango has been more and more drawn to pretty, catchy tunes with an intriguing dab of mystery inside, a confessional that makes you feel like you've heard a secret, though you can't quite say what it is. Hubley's plaintive vocals on Cornelia and Jane hint at a beloved intimate going through trauma or crisis. But the focus is on outsiders who don't understand, and on unanswered questions like, sending the message it doesn't get to you, how can we care for you?
I hear them whispering just out of view. Still unknown, what's inside of you? Outside your window, neighbors peering at you. How can
newcomers to Yola Tango might want to start with a more insistent and straightforward release like 1997's I Can Hear the Heart Beating as One. But for those used to listening to the slightly encoded collective diary of the group, Fade is a feast. All previous Yola Tango records on Matador were produced by Roger Moutinho, a very simpatico soul. This time the band reached out to John McIntyre, known not only for studio work, but drumming with the band Tortoise and a host of others. Fade has strings and horns unlike any previous Yola Tango, but very much swaying in harmony. The final track, Before We Run, may ponder how to make the most of our fleeting days, but the lasting impression is the deft interplay between strings and brass. Yola Tango, all grown up, but not a whit stuffy.
Thank you.
I had to pick a favorite tune on Fade, most endearing, fresh, but characteristic, it would be Is That Enough? Kaplan's extended sigh about the ambiguities of love in a long-term couple. Whether it's unsaid jokes or undeclared affections, he notes there's just no way that it's enough. Kaplan even casts a quick shadow of despair when he sings, What can't come back's what we can't bear to lose. But the music and words on Fade as a whole are pure affirmation of life and living. For Yola Tengo, if what they have is not enough, it's plenty.
Things we did on thinking, the joke we left unsaid, unsure how and when we were misled. And if that matters, it's a very few. And all that matters for me is you.
Is that enough? Oh, is that enough?
Well,
it's not enough. No,
if it's unclear the way I feel for you.
Miles reviewed the new Yola Tengo album, Fade. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org. And you can follow us on Twitter at NPR Fresh Air and on Tumblr at nprfreshair.tumblr.com.